The headlines this morning are all about underwear bombs, but the man behind this terrorist device, Ibrahim al-Asiri, the bomb maker for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, may be the bigger story. The FBI in Washington is picking apart a bomb it says was central to a foiled al-Qaeda plot to blow up an airliner bound for the United States. The garment bomb, triggered by chemicals alone, no metal parts, was found in Yemen, where Ibrahim al-Asiri and al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are based. With more, joining us now is Tom Finn, correspondent for Reuters, based in Sana'a in Yemen. What do we know about the group behind this bomb and Mr. al-Asiri?
Well, the first thing we should say is that there's a fierce and bloody battle taking place on a daily basis in Yemen at the moment between the ill-equipped, demoralized Yemeni military and a resurgent branch of al-Qaeda. They've been able to exploit instability and a power struggle that's been taking place over the last year in Yemen. And they've gained territory and strength in the south. And this group have even set up sort of de facto administrations. They're holding territory for the first time in their history. So that's the background to this news that we hear today about this potential bomb plot. Essentially, there's an emboldened and resurgent al-Qaeda branch which is staking out a foothold in the south of the country. In terms of the bomb maker that you referenced, Ibrahim Hassan al-Asiri, he's suspected, as you said, to be the chief bomb maker of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. He was thought to be behind the device that was worn by the young Nigerian who attempted to ignite the Christmas Day bombing on a Detroit flight in 2009. And he's known for making these explosives with PETN, which is this powerful plastic explosive. There's been speculation about whether he's alive or whether he's been killed in a U.S. drone strike. But he, as of now, this is speculation. But, you know, it points to this man as he has this very specialized kind of understanding of this particular type of explosive.
Tom Finn, a correspondent for Reuters based in Sana'a in Yemen. So would you say that Yemen is becoming the sort of pilot state for international terrorism in the way that Afghanistan was for al-Qaeda, 10 years ago?
I'd say that's certainly how the Americans are viewing it. We heard a couple of weeks ago that the U.S. are planning to intensify their controversial campaign of using unmanned drones to try and target these fighters. As I said earlier, this group, for the first time, has staked out their own territory in the south. And the fear is, with these enclaves, that they will have, you know, more breathing room, more elbow room space to launch these sort of international attacks. There's a lot of controversy about whether or not these drone strikes are the best method for targeting them. They frequently kill civilians, which, you know, the Yemeni generals argue only plays into the hands of the recruitment efforts of these groups. But certainly what we're witnessing in Yemen is a deterioration of the security situation and proof that the Arab Spring and the instability that came from Yemen's revolt is playing into the hands of these extremists.
The Arab Spring, an opportunity for al-Qaeda and other groups, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, linked to this bomb that the FBI is now taking apart, that the FBI says was central to a foiled al-Qaeda plot to blow up an airliner bound for the United States. Tom Finn, correspondent for Reuters based in Sana'a, Yemen. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.